Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Rifleman Show on Appleseed Radio. The Rifleman Show is sponsored by the Appleseed Project, which is in turn sponsored by the Revolutionary War Veterans Association. We'd like to welcome everyone for joining in this evening, and I hope that you are registering for accounts here so that you can join in on the chat, get in on the live chat that follows the show. I can't do a lot of typing in a live chat because it's hard for me to type and work the phone at the same time. But it allows me to see what you guys are talking about, things that you want to hear. And whenever I send folks into the chat room, folks that are new to Appleseed, it's good to have instructors there and other Appleseed members there that can kind of help them out. You know, give them information about the program, what they need to do, how they can get involved, what they can do to help. So I hope that we have some people in the instructors in the chat room this evening. I see we have quite a few already, which is very good. And I want to thank you guys, the instructors, and the members from coming in to going into the chat room and helping the new folks out. All right. We're now in the final countdown for the April 18th and 19th weekend, for the April 19th, 1775 Patriots shoot. So, I'm going to give you a rundown of what we have here, and there are a lot of shoots. A lot of shoots. This is, it's just absolutely thrilling. Every time I see the list of the events, the cities, and seeing the red sold-out signs next to them. So as I'm going through the event, the event locations, I need you to remember that in order to ensure your place at the shoot, in order to ensure you have a position on the line to shoot so that you can enjoy this event and help us to recapture April 19th and bring it back into America's collective memory as Patriots Day, you're going to need to do something. And that something is you're going to need to pre-register for these events. And you can do that quite easily. You go to appleseedinfo.org or rwva.org. The page will come up, our homepage will come up, and then you can go to the Appleseed link, pull down menu and look at that. And then once you find a location that you want to go to, you go to the Register for an Event, click on that, get the pull down menu, and you can register for an event either online. Or you can do it by mail. It's getting pretty close to the event time, so if you're going to do it by mail, you need to hurry up and do it. And once you do so, then we'll send you out an information packet electronically or by mail and to give you information about how you need to prepare, things you need to bring, those kind of things. So You find out that you want to go to an event. You want to make sure that you're going to have a location on the line, have a place on the line to shoot at that event. Go to appleseedinfo.org. That's the homepage, rwva.org or appleseedinfo.org. Click on register for an event, and then click on either the register for an event online or register through the mail. We've made it very easy for you to register online. You can do everything very easily there through a third-party software program called Eventbrite that handles our booking. So I encourage you to pre-register. As I've said many times before on the program here, the reasons we want you to do this are twofold. Number one, to make sure that you have a place on the line for the event. Make sure that when you get there, you will have a place. Also, it helps us to know how many instructors to send, how much equipment to send, how much what we need to do to prepare for it. And there have been times when events were sold out and we were lucky enough and persistent enough to secure additional line space. But the only way we'll know to do that is for you to pre-register. Okay, I'm going to keep hammering that in because it's very important so that we will know where we need to schedule folks, who's going to be where, and shift them around, especially for an event of such such huge proportions as this one. We'll have hundreds and hundreds of instructors, thousands of shooters. So anything we can do to help make the life easier for us as instructors and for you as attendees, we sure want to do that because Murphy's Law says that there's going to be a little bit of confusion, but we're hoping to keep it to a minimum, and one of the ways is to pre-register. All right, I hope I made that plain enough. So we've gone through all the events up until Cameron, Missouri. In Cameron, Missouri, April 4th and 5th, there will be an Appleseed event. In Manchester, Tennessee, on April 4th and 5th, there will be an Appleseed event. If you're around either of these locations and you want to get some pre-April 19th shooting training so that you can show off your skills when you go to the April 18th and 19th event, I encourage you to go to either one of these events. That's Cameron, Missouri, April 4th and 5th, and Manchester, Tennessee, April 4th and 5th. All right, that brings us up to the April 18th and 19th weekend. Wow. I tell you, I'm very excited about this. as I told you before on the program here, we had our first year. It was a big deal just having the 50 shoots in the first year. Now, to go all the way from that, and just a couple of years later, to 50 in one weekend, wow. I'm very excited. I'm very proud for the organization. I'm very, very proud of our instructors, of the members of the group. We have some of the best people in the world involved with the program. I mean, they're just absolute amazing Americans. Their dedication, their skill, their drive. A rifleman persists. A rifleman adapts. A rifleman overcomes. Riflemen make things happen. Riflemen make things happen in their lives and for their country. And we have a slew of riflemen working towards the April 18th and 19th weekend, making these events happen. And my thanks goes out to each and every one of them. At one time earlier in the Appleseed program, I could name every one of them. I could name every instructor we had. It was easy. There were only a handful of us. And now there are shoot bosses that I've never heard of before, which in one way makes me a bit sad because I certainly liked it when I knew everybody in the program, every instructor, every member of the program. But whenever the Appleseed program reaches 1 million shooters, 1 million participants, and becomes a huge force in our nation, very few of us are going to know every one of them by name. So that day was coming sooner or later, so, and it's here now. Almonds, Pennsylvania, April 18th and 19th. Alton, Illinois, April 18th and 19th. Amarillo, Texas, April 18th and 19th. Ames, Iowa, April 18th and 19th. Athens, Ohio, April 18th and 19th. And here's what I was telling you about earlier, folks. Athens, Ohio is sold out. Sold out. Sold out. Enough folks have registered, pre-registered there, that we know that's it. We've taken, I don't know how many can, how many line holds, 40 or 50. But those folks are so interested that they've already pre-registered, and that event is sold out. So once again, I'm going to continue to encourage you throughout the program tonight that if you have a desire to become a part of history, if you have a desire to be a patriot, a true American, if you have a desire to learn to become a better rifle marksman, if you think that you have the desire to become a rifleman, to begin leading the life of a rifleman, then please go to appleseedinfo.org or rwva.org, the homepage. Click on register for an event. You can click on the Appleseeds, and you'll find where the locations are. And then on that page, there'll be two hot links by each location. One is information. That information link will tell you where it is, what any special conditions of the shoot, any special information you need to know, who to contact for more information. And then the other hot link will be register, and that will take you once again to the Eventbrite online registration. Except for Athens, Ohio. You can't online register anymore because it's sold out. All right. You want to make sure you got a place on the line, April 18th and 19th. While we make history, while we do something that has never been done before in America, where we have Appleseed events from coast to coast, border to border, then go to appleseedinfo.org. Click on register for an event and get your place on the line. Whenever your grandkids sit on your knees, you want them to be able to ask, Grandpa, were you really part of the Appleseed program? Were you really there when there was just a few, when there was just a few hundred instructors there, when there were just a few people doing it? You want to be able to answer, yes, I was. And the way to do that is to get involved now. Now, when your country needs you now. Now, when it's not the cool thing to do. And now, when it's not the easy thing to do. Later on, it'll become trendy. Later on, it'll be the cool thing to do. To have an Appleseed patch on your arm, to have the rockers above and below it, instructor, boot camp, rifleman, master instructor, on and on. Actually, right now, I think it's one of the coolest things you can do anyway. I love my jacket. I love the patches and the rockers on it, and I earned each one. And I think it's supremely cool. But later on, it's going to be trendy. Bennington, Vermont, April 18th and 19th. Birmingham, Alabama, April 18th and 19th. Rama, Colorado, April 18th and 19th. Castle Rock, Washington, April 18th and 19th. Cloverdale, Indiana, April 18th and 19th. Sold out. Cloverdale, Indiana is sold out. There's a lot of other locations that we'll have in Indiana. But if you were hoping to get to Cloverdale, you waited too long. Don't wait too long for the rest of the locations. I'm not sure how close we are on selling out a lot of the other ones. But don't wait to find out. Don't use that as an excuse. Don't wait and say, well, I would have gone, but it's sold out now. Get on there now. Get online. Go to appleseedinfo.org. Click on register for an event and get your place on the line. Get your name etched in history. I guarantee you, Appleseed is going to change the course of history in America. and why. When I say Appleseed is going to change the course of history, I don't mean Appleseed, the people who started Appleseed are not going to change history. Americans are going to change history. Americans who became a part of the program, a part of the Appleseed program, and decided, once they became part of the program, that nothing was impossible for them, including changing their country, getting the country back on track. That's what I mean. The Appleseed program is going to change the face of this nation. Get on board now. Get on board now and become a part of it. Help us to figure it out. Help us to build the program even larger. Become an instructor. Become a member of the program. Become an instructor. Become a shoot boss. Become a coordinator, a state coordinator, a national coordinator. Become part of the promotions team. Do your part to save your country. Don't sit there on the deck of the Titanic in the lounge chair while the water's up around your ankles doing nothing. Become part of the answer to this. Don't get involved in worrying about the hundreds of different bills or are sidetracked by all the little things happening in the country now that people are trying to get you sidetracked by so that you won't think about the real problems. Don't worry about the million-dollar bonuses to AIG executives. So what? They want you to think about that so you won't think about the trillions they're throwing away in other locations. That's the whole. That's their whole strategy, is to get you involved in pointing out the little tiny icebergs while the whole country freezes over. Don't fall for that game. Don't get involved in that. Get involved with fixing it. Get up. Get into a program that can change the climate of the country, that can turn up the thermostat and melt all the icebergs. College Station, Texas, April 18th and 19th. I just did an Appleseed there 2 weeks ago. Fantastic location. Great guy. Steve Struve has the College Station location. And he did a great job with it. Yeah, got the a really great range set up. Everything's brand new there, and it's going to be a great location. And there's room for 100 people on that line. But once again, when it gets to 99 and you decide it's time for you to register, it's going to be too late. Go to appleseedinfo.org, click on register for an event, and make sure you got a place on the line. Corona, California, April 18th and 19th. Corpus Christi, Texas, another new location, April 18th and 19th. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, April 18th and 19th. Sold out. Sold out. You are starting to see a pattern here. Dulzura, California, April 18th and 19th. Davila, Texas, April 18th and 19th. Elizabeth, Illinois, April 18th and 19th. Evansville, Indiana, April 18th and 19th. El Paso, Texas, April 18th and 19th. Granfield, Oklahoma, April 18th and 19th. This is a great location also. They're all great locations. I try and push some of the ones that were just starting out. Oklahoma has just got a handful of new instructors, and Oklahoma is very rapidly coming on board the program. A lot of great patriots in Oklahoma. And the Granfield location is Badlands Tactical. They have a great shooting location there, April 18th and 19th. Glade County, Florida, April 18th and 19th. Hartford, Connecticut, April 18th and 19th. Harvard, Massachusetts, April 18th and 19th. Hernando County, Florida, April 18th and 19th. Holderness, New Hampshire, April 18th and 19th. Sold out. Don't wait, folks. Don't wait until you get over to the hot link to where you're supposed to say register, where there's supposed to be a blue hot link that says register, and instead there's a red sold out. Kenmare, Wyoming, April 18th and 19th. Kingsport, Tennessee, April 18th and 19th. Lafayette, Indiana, sold out. Lodi, Wisconsin, sold out. They're going red fast. Get online, go to appleseedinfo.org, click on the pull-down menu, register for an event, and get yourself registered. Get yourself registered. Do this for your country. I'll tell you what, go to one Appleseed and see if it's not the thing for you. People are wondering. The major part of the country is submerged under a horrible wave of apathy and laziness, indifference, ignorance. Sometimes I know that people are blissfully ignorant, and they don't want anything breaking into their cocoon of ignorance and apathy. But a lot of folks are floating in a sea of despair and anxiety. This anxiety is caused because they know something is wrong. They know something's wrong. But what to do about it? What are they going to do? How are they going to fix it? How are they going to hand something to their children that's worth anything? That's it if their children haven't been sent off to the mandatory volunteer labor camps. What are they going to hand off to their kids? They don't know. They're worried about it. We're all worried about it. But some of us are doing something about it. And that is what Appleseed can do for those people who are being tossed about on waves of despair and anxiety. Appleseed can be your sea anchor. It can provide you a way to get started in your life on fixing the country, on fixing these problems. Come to an event. Talk to the folks, go through the course, become a master of your rifle and then a master of your life. Become a patriot, become a savior to your country. On April 19th, 1775, thousands of men and women did just that. They stood in ranks on that day so they could begin the journey, so they could achieve something for their country. And at the time, they didn't even know it was going to be a country. It was a hope and a desire they had, but they had no way of knowing what their actions that day were going to lead to other than their desire to defend their rights and liberties. We need you. We need you today to do the same thing. We need you to get your head up out of the sand. I'm sure you probably thought I was going to say something else. We need you to get your head out of the sand and look around. Look around you. There's problems. This country is in peril. We have difficulties that need attending to. As the mother of one of the young Pfeifers, as she went to rouse her son from his slumber early in the morning on April 19th, she said to her son, Jonathan, wake up. The regulars are coming and something must be done. even she knew that something had to be done. I don't have to tell you folks that something needs to be done. When you get up in the morning, I'm sure you're much like I am. You have that horrible feeling in the back of your head, that terrible taste in your mouth, like you ate a bad dream and it hasn't settled well, and you don't know what it is, but something's wrong. Well, something is wrong. Something is wrong. There are a lot of things wrong in this country. There are a lot of things wrong, but they can be fixed. And I'm not telling you that we're going to march to Washington and fix things at the point of a bayonet. So that's why those folks on April 19, 1775 died, so that we wouldn't have to. That's why those absolute geniuses designed and developed that document, our Constitution, so that we would never have to do that again. so that we would be able to defend our liberties and our freedoms from the comfort of our homes. Now, being on the line at Appleseed isn't exactly comfortable all the time, but I'll tell you what, it is fun. It is fun. So not only are we not asking you to stand in ranks and to be the target of a walnut-sized chunk of lead, to go hungry days on end, to go through a winter, one of the coldest on record, in nothing but your pants and a long-sleeve shirt with no winter clothing, no food, no firewood. We're not asking you to die by the thousands from dysentery, from dirty water, smallpox. We're not asking you to fight for 8 years, eight long and bloody years, for no pay. We're asking you to do something that's fun. I don't see how that can be beat. Come to an Appleseed program. Come to the event. Learn how to shoot. Learn the fundamentals of shooting and safety. And then learn about Americans. Americans today have forgot what it means to be an American. They've forgotten all about it. They have no idea whatsoever what it takes to be an American, how they're supposed to act, what they're supposed to think, what things that are really important, what their history is. They don't even know who they are anymore. And that's one of the main problems with this country. Americans don't know who they are. They don't know their history. If they knew their history, they would know who they are and they'd know what to do. When you know who you are and you know your history, it doesn't take a whole lot of thinking to figure out what the deal is. It doesn't take a whole lot of rocket science or algorithms to determine the correct course to take. You defend the Constitution. You defend the document that makes this country what it is. Your rights and liberties, your freedoms. That's what you do. As I said, you come to an Appleseed event and it's fun. There's no, we're not going to ask you to stand in the snow with no shoes. We're not going to ask you to go a month at a time without food. We're going to ask you to hang out with your friends and learn to become the master of your rifle and to learn about the Americans who came before you, who gave their alls in many cases so that you would have what you have today, so that their posterity would be secured with a country, that they would leave them something. What are you going to leave for your posterity? What are you going to leave for your kids? Why don't you think about that? What you're going to leave for your kids. What are you doing today to make sure that they have a country? To make sure that whenever they wake up tomorrow that they have a country. What are you doing? Midland, Texas, April 18th and 19th. Middlebury, Vermont, April 18th and 19th. Mayaca, Florida, April 18th and 19th. Osage Beach, Missouri, April 18th and 19th. Ottawa, Illinois, April 18th and 19th. Sold out. Oxford, Kansas. I see in parentheses it says Wichita. April 18th and 19th. Payson, Arizona, April 18th and 19th. Pensacola, Florida, April 18th and 19th. Peru, California, April 18th and 19th. Puryear, Tennessee, April 18th and 19th. Ramsur, North Carolina, April 18th and 19th. Ramsur is a great location, and it's our home range. It's and we all make a pilgrimage at one time or another in our Appleseed journeys to go to the home range. And it's a great location. Fred's there. They have a KD range, a full KD range, 500 meters with pop-ups. They have a great concreted firing line with overhead cover, very swanky. Ridgecrest, California, April 18th and 19th. Raton, New Mexico, April 18th and 19th. Raton is where the Whittington Center is. That's another great location. New Mexico in April is absolutely beautiful. Sacramento, California, April 18th and 19th. San Bernardino, California, April 18th and 19th. San Luis Obispo, California, April 18th and 19th. Santa Barbara, California, April 18th and 19th. You're going to hear me say California over and over again when I'm talking about April 18th and 19th shoots. That's because California came out of the shoot running. They came out of the shoot like a rocket for the Appleseed program. A lot of great instructors there, a great state coordinator, Bob 210 on the Appleseed Forum, an absolutely great guy, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and for the folks that he's been training, for the instructors under him, the California members of Appleseed. They're all great folks. Once it, and it just took a small amount of nudging, I'm sure, from Bob and his buddies there, because once the people in California had once again been told that it was okay to be an American, it was okay to be a patriot, there was nothing at all wrong or shameful in owning a firearm, learning how to shoot your rifle, I'm sure that those people gave sighs of relief, because they've been brought up to consider that enjoying any of their rights there is unethical or immoral for Californians. Well, they're taking the country back. Appleseed is taking the country back. The people of California are taking the country back. Stinson, West Vermont, April 18th and 19th. Troop, New York, April 18th and 19th. I love the Troop location. My in-laws live there, and the Troop location is an absolute beautiful location. Victorville, California, April 18th and 19th. Vienna, Ohio, April 18th and 19th. Wabash, let me back up just a minute here. I have something important to tell you. Vienna, Ohio, sold out. Sold out. You know, you see the pattern that is coming up here. Every week when I talk to you, there are more and more sold out locations every week. Now, there's 2 weeks left. Don't wait until your location is sold out. Go to appleseedinfo.org or rwva.org. Click down, register on the pull-down menu, register for an event, and then register online for an event. Pre-register for the event so that you can secure your place on the line. Wabash, Indiana, April 18th and 19th. Winona, Minnesota, April 18th and 19th. Sold out. Yanceyville, North Carolina, April 18th and 19th. All right, folks. You can find this same this same information at appleseedinfo.org and click down on Schedule of Events. That will give you the locations and the dates for the events. And as I said, there will be two hot links on the page. The first one is the information, and that will give you the information for the location, directions, who to contact and such. The second one will be register for an event. So you can register online. You can pre-register for the event. If it's still available, if you don't carry, because if you do, what you'll find is a red sold out, which is a cold link, because the event will be sold out. So go to appleseedinfo.org, click on Schedule of Events. That will be under the Appleseed on the far left top. It'll say Appleseed. Click on Appleseed and go to Schedule, and that will give you those two hot links, the information or the register. All right. Let me check in with the chat crew here. I couldn't look at the chat page while I'm doing the register for events. And like I said, I want to tell all the people in the chat room, the live chat for the program, I want to tell everybody there, thank you so much, because we have a lot of folks that listen to the radio show, and when they do, they would like to get more information about it. And some of the folks call in and ask questions. And I invite you all, anyone who has would like to call in The call-in number is 347-308-8790. If you'd like to ask any questions or make any comments. And then if you register for an account at Blog Talk Radio, then you can join us in the live chat so that if you have some questions, you can talk to the instructors. We've got a room full of instructors there now. And you can talk to the instructors there, ask questions, and they can help you with getting involved with the program. If you don't want to call in, you can just go into the chat room and talk and ask them. If you have any other questions that you want to get, then go ahead and register for the event. I mean, register for the account at Blog Talk Radio and join the live chat. Okay, I wanted to let folks know that I'm still working on the emails for the show, the announcements emails for the show. Somehow or another, I don't control the emails for the show. All I do is input the message into the software system for the Blog Talk Radio promotions, and then they send it out. So I don't know if there has been a ghost. I've heard from several people that they're sending them, they're getting multiple copies of the emails. So if you're getting multiple copies for the emails, or if you don't, if you no longer wish to be on the email reminder list, then just send me a return of the show announcement with any gripes or complaints that you have about it, and I'm going to continue to work on getting that fixed. If I have to abandon the Blog Talk Radio software, then I will, and I'll just develop our own way of sending out show reminders. But since I'm on that subject, I want to discuss a email I got about the show yesterday. For those of you getting reminders, it's just a simple reminder that gives you the time and date of the show, and then just a little bit about it. And it never fails that I will get dozens of emails back, either critiquing my spelling or my syntax, or folks that desire to be unsubscribed for it, for the email reminders. And I do my best to wade back through the reminder software and remove those folks from the list. But I got an email from a guy who was just absolutely incensed that he'd gotten another email for the show after he had asked to be unsubscribed. And I did, that day when I got his unsubscribe letter, I did delete his name from the show's email. But nevertheless, somehow he still got one. There's still a ghost in the machine somewhere, and he got another reminder. And he was just terribly upset by this. And I wanted to ask him what it is about getting a reminder for a show that is attempting to help wake up Americans in order to defend their liberties and their freedoms. What it is about getting that reminder that is so offensive to him. Why it is that he is so angry that he simply must write a long, scathing letter about it. I get emails myself from time to time that I didn't ask for or something that I don't care about. Here's what I do. Up at the top of your email program is a little red X. You can click on the email that you have received either erroneously or that you find offensive and highlight it, and then click on that X, and it's gone. That's all the effort it takes. And yet this person was so upset about getting an email that was asking him just to listen, or just reminding him that there was a show on that would talk about the rights and freedoms of Americans and what he could do to help his country. He was so upset about getting it that he had to sit down and open up a new message and then write out, think of the appropriate sarcastic comments, and write them out and then send it. It was that important to him. Think about that same email could have been sent to his congressman or his senator. Think about how much more that would have done. Now, I did write it back and said, yes, I will move heaven and earth to make sure that you no longer receive announcements of a radio program designed to help Americans defend their rights and liberties. And I will. I'll make sure that he's no longer bothered by that. And I will personally take the weight of his load of helping to defend his rights and freedoms and put it in my rucksack with the tens of thousands of others that I'm carrying there now, that each member of the Appleseed program is carrying. You think about that for a minute. Think about how many folks that are out there doing nothing. And I'm talking about nothing, nothing, nothing. Not just a little nothing. I'm talking about doing nothing. Even just being completely oblivious to the fact that there's a problem. Those folks that not only if they had this, they woke up with that same bad feeling that I was describing to you earlier. If they woke up with that feeling that something was wrong with the country, that they would purposely tune that frequency out and tune in the Oprah frequency, or tune in whatever sitcom they could find. Tune out the problems with America and tune in the easy listening, the pablum of the do-nothings, of the know-nothings, the people that don't care. Each and every one of you folks that are doing something are going to have to be carrying the burden for the rest of the country. You're going to be carrying tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of names in your rucksack that are going to get saved along with the country whenever you save the country. And they're getting a free ride because they will be doing nothing, and yet they will benefit from the sweat of your brow. But I'll tell you, the reason you're going to do it is going to be a selfish reason. You're not going to do it for anybody else in the country. You're not going to do it for anyone other than yourself and your children. When American soldiers fight in combat, when they go to war, when they sacrifice, when they make sacrifices, when they take chances with their lives on the battlefield, they don't do it for a flag. They don't do it for any abstract reason, for any nebulous feeling of pride or freedom or liberty. The real reason they do it is for the man next to them, for the buddies in the unit. Because as a unit that's fighting together, you fight for your friends. You fight for your buddies right there next to you. You fight for the unit. That's the same way, that's the same thing that I want you guys to do. You fight for your posterity. You fight for your children. You fight for yourself and the rest of the country will be saved. And along with those, with the do-nothings, they'll be saved also. And I'm sure they probably won't have a tremendous amount of excess gratitude that they'll lather on you, but it doesn't matter. Because you are saving the country for your posterity. The same way that the fellow planted the apple seeds that the program is named after, the same way that he planted thousands and thousands and thousands of apple seed trees, not for himself, because he surely didn't sit there and wait for the apple seeds to grow, make sure that they were watered and that they were all nurtured and made sure that they were watered and taken care of. No, he put the seeds in the ground and then he took off and went on to plant more apple seeds. And thus, this wasn't to benefit him. He wasn't going to be there to admire the fruit as it ripened on the tree to catch it in baskets as it ripened and fell from the tree, and then to enjoy the rich, wonderful taste of the fruits of his labor. He was doing it for his posterity. He was doing it for those that came after, the same way that that we in the apple seed program are doing it. The same reasons. All right. If you'd like to call in, once again, the number is 347-308-8790. What I'd like for folks to do when they call in is to just give a quick, rundown of what's going on with their state as far as April 19th weekend is. And then just let us know, give a shout out about what they are doing to help their country. We've got area code 940. Are you there? Area code 940. 940-329. Are you there? Okay, we'll check back with them in a minute.
Yeah, Scott, I'm here.
We've got area code 269. Area code 269, are you there? Okay. We'll check back with them in a minute, too. All right. As I said earlier, and as what the page is titled is, the show title is, Are You a Rebel? Are you a rebel? Because if you're not a patriot, if you're not a rebel, then you're not a patriot. What are you doing to protect your rights and freedoms? Are you doing anything to protect them? Because if you are doing something to protect your rights, then you're quite probably, by definition, a rebel. And why do I say that? Because a rebel is someone who goes against the norm, who swims upstream, who does things that are out of the ordinary. They do things that other people aren't doing. They're bucking the system. They do things that a lot of times a lot of people wouldn't even consider doing, you know, things that 99.999999% of other Americans aren't doing. They're rebelling. They're going their own way. They're being rebels. Well, those same 99.99999% of Americans today are doing nothing to protect their rights and freedoms, and they're oblivious to any threats to them. So if you're doing anything, if you're doing something to protect and defend your rights, your liberties, your freedoms, then you're definitely going against the norm. Therefore, you must be a rebel. Well, congratulations. As I told you earlier, you're carrying a load for millions and millions of your fellow Americans, carrying that load on your back for those people who are floating around lazily in their swimming pools that are filled with apathy and laziness, purposely, blissfully ignorant of the approaching tidal wave that is imperiling America. So if you are doing something, give yourself a pat on the back and then dig in. Dig in so you can get to the next part, the harder part, and that is getting someone to help you with this endeavor, getting a friend, a relative, a shooting buddy, a co-worker, family member, anyone, someone to help you. Because I'm telling you this, you're not going to be able to do it all on your own. You can try, but you're just going to end up getting worn out and burnt up. Get yourself a team. Put together a team to help you do this. You'll find several posts on at appleseedinfo.org on the forum. You click on the forum, and then you can register for a membership in the forum. That'll get you onto the forum so that you can read some of the stuff we write about there. You'll find some posts on three-man teams. Now, let me tell you, that is the way to go. Get yourself two buddies and form up into a team to get this stuff done, to get the word out about the Appleseed program, about the perils, the crisis our country is facing, and preventing it and fixing it. Three-man teams. There are some three-man teams in order to carry on the tradition of the American Rifleman, to spread the history, to help people to know the history of America, to honor those men and women who stood together in ranks on April 18th and 19th, on April 19th, it'll be us on April 18th and 19th this year, but on April 19th, 1775, to honor them, because to remember is to honor. To remember is to honor. We want to remember those folks in order to honor them. Get yourself a team. Get somebody else to help you carry this load. And then get them to get somebody else to help them carry the load. At its heart, the Appleseed program is kind of like a big Ponzi scheme. Because we want it to be assembled in the same model as the alarm tree was for April 19th. We want it assembled out of the same way as the alarm was given that day, so that one person gives the alarm, that asks for help, that goes to an apple seed, and then that person goes out and gets two more people. And they come to an apple seed event, and they see that this is going to be the best way right now that they can help their country. And then those two people go home, and they each get two people apiece and bring them back. And they each develop their own three-man team. That's the way we want to do it. That way, when you get tired, when you think that maybe you don't want to go to the range and work on your shooting, or you don't want to go out and put up any flyers, you can either have your buddy do it, or you can receive a call from them saying, get up, you're coming with us, you're going to shoot, or get up, you're coming with us, you're going to help us post flyers, and you get up and do it, and you end up having a good time. Get up, you're coming to an Appleseed event. You're going to shoot, you're going to instruct, you're going to have a good time. And you know what you do? You will. You will have a good time. And on top of that, you're helping to save your country. Or the call-in number is 347-308-8790. If you have any comments you'd like to make, any questions you have, we'll be glad to take your questions here on the air. And then also, if you like, as I mentioned earlier, you can go to the if you have an account here at Blog Talk Radio, you can go to the live chat. And we've got plenty of folks in the live chat room that are there waiting to assist you with anything. All right, we have the area code 940. Are you on the line? Area code 940-329. Let me turn them on. There you go. Now are you on the line there?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Who is this?
This is Lex P. Concord, and I apologize. I couldn't get my phone off of mute quick enough earlier. Good to talk to you. Good to hear you. This is great.
Hey, it's good to speak with you, too. How have you been?
I'm just blessed. I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to Patriots Day. It's going to be a great weekend.
Where are you signed up for that weekend?
I am in Davila.
Oh, well, great. That's great. Mark Alonzo will be shoot-bossing the event here in Davila.
Yeah, he sent an email about a week ago to all of us, and we've been in communication. I'm excited.
Well, let's hear it. Tell me what you're doing to help promote the program and to help get the word out about the April 18th and 19th events. What do you got going on? What are you doing?
Well, I have got two friends that I've invited several, and I've had two people that have agreed to go, and one of them is bringing another. I'm going to choke one of my sons because he won't get off the couch. And the good news is, beyond that, the Sunday before that weekend, I'm going to have the privilege to stand in front of about 100 people and put on a presentation about Appleseed and tell them all about it. Pass out SWAT reprints and flyers and many, many different things. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, and when is this going to be?
The Sunday before, what would that be, the 12th?
The
11th, 12th?
Yeah, the 11th, 12th. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. Get some of them, get the information in their hands. If you need any promotional material or anything, let me know, and I'll try and get that to you. Get them on the site. If you can, get them to sign up right then and there for the event.
Yeah, I'll do my best, and I appreciate your offer on the materials. Between Rifle Woman and Fred, I've got plenty. I'm in good shape.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Are you involved with the EPT program, the Experimental Promotions Team?
Not at the moment. That's in my future.
Okay. Well, if you have any time, we can always use the help on that. We got the folks here. I'm looking at, it seems like Scuzzy on the forum, his name is Scuzzy, is doing a good deal of work with the EPT program. And what I've been doing is going back over the list and sending secondary emails to the high priority folks and trying to give them like a personal second email, you know, inviting them to any of the Texas locations.
Super.
Who are you bringing with you to the April 18th and 19th?
I'm bringing a friend named John and a friend named James, and John's bringing his brother-in-law, a guy named Keith, and I've been on one of my son's back for quite a while, but I just can't seem to get him motivated. I hadn't figured out the key there yet. Maybe a small thermal nuclear device under his rump.
Well, you know, maybe that's what it'll take. But but whenever folks, all you have to do is get them to the Appleseed. It's not
right.
Like
once they
get to an Appleseed event and they start hearing the history and they start talking to the folks around them, and they find out that they're not alone in the way they think. They're not alone in their concerns about the country, and they're certainly not alone in the things that need to be done to help fix those problems. They're not alone in their suggestions or their thoughts or ideas or how that should be handled, that there's a lot of folks just like them that think like them, that have the same worries, and it's good to be around folks like yourself. It's good to be around folks that care about the country, other patriots, other riflemen. You'll hear the instructors and everybody else, other members that will say over and over again that there is nothing like being in the company of riflemen. And I've found that to be true over and over again.
I agree. Very, very elite and well-informed and extremely passionate group of people. Very, very motivated to do what's right and try and get things turned back around the direction it should be going in this nation.
That's right. All right. So you're going to be giving the talk on the weekend before on Sunday. And if you do need any materials or anything, let me know.
I've taken Metalbot's PowerPoint presentation and tweaked it a little bit, and then I took the Road to Rifleman presentation and tweaked it a little bit, and I think the introduction will probably run about 20, 30 minutes and give a good opportunity for questions, and then if the opportunity presents, the Road to Rifleman presentation looks like it'll be about an hour long. So if the opportunity presents, I'll go into that. And it's basically just the fundamentals of marksmanship put to a PowerPoint.
Okay, great. Great. All right, do you have anything else you want to get at?
Oh, I just encourage everyone to hurry up and get enrolled, like you said, get registered. Sold out is going to become a more common phrase, and you don't want to miss it.
That's right. That's right. All right, I'm going to put you, I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm just going to put you on mute and take another caller. Thank you for calling in. I think I was a little too fast on the gun on that one. All right, area code 269, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can hear you. Who is this?
Tony from Michigan.
Tony from Michigan. Well, welcome to the show, Tony. Are you a member of the Alpha Seed program?
Yeah, I've shot at two of them and got my rifleman at the second one.
Oh, well, congratulations, Tony. How did you hear about the rifleman program to begin with?
Through Shotgun News. I'm kind of a gun aficionado, to say the least, and I've studied a lot of history and whatnot, and that got me fired up. And a good friend of mine who's an instructor now, he took it upon himself to take me down to Freedom, Indiana last April 19th. And
okay.
And
when you heard the history, what did you think?
Oh, it's right on. I got relatives who were Revolutionary War veterans. My grandma was a daughter of the American Revolution and whatnot. So I have got some traditional history and whatnot, and I take a lot of pride. But the way the instructors I had down there were just second to none. I was drafted during Vietnam, and I think they tried to teach me to kill myself. I didn't learn jack from the military compared to my friends that were Marines. I'll give them kudos. They were much better shots. And I grew up around guns. I hunted all my life, still do. But I'm 60 years old now, and I'm seeing my replacement starting to show up on the scene. And, no, I enjoy it. I shoot with a scope and whatnot. I got my M1A. I'm just disappointed on seeing the price of ammo, but being one of those Y2K nuts, I was able to put aside a lot of ammo. I do a lot of shooting with the 10/22 at your shoots, but I use my M1A too. It's just that seeing 75 cents going out the barrel every time during these times, it's got me a little concerned.
No, yeah, you're right, because we want to put as little financial stress on folks as we can.
Well, exactly. I want to make my shots count, so to speak.
Well, and you can shoot on Saturday, the first day at the 25-meter range. You can shoot with your rimfire rifle, and you can shoot all day, and you can shoot all day for under $20.
Absolutely. And I suggest that is the route to go for people that are just learning. But there's a big difference in shooting a 308.
Well, certainly. But I'll tell you what, if you learn the skills and the techniques, if you learn it on a rimfire, and you, that way you're not being subjected to the recoil and report every time you squeeze the trigger, then you're going to develop your skills in a better way. And then on Sunday,
right,
you can get your centerfire rifle out and get it on the 25-meter line and zero it, and then apply those same skills and technique to that centerfire rifle, and you will, they will transfer directly across from rimfire to centerfire rifle.
Absolutely. It's just that I just never realized that after shooting, say, up to 500 rounds, you fatigue out big time.
Right.
Versus a 22. And it's also nice, even though you're shooting at that 32 foot or whatever, or actually 82 feet distance, it's very satisfying to be shooting at 600 meters and hitting a 9-inch target time and time. And I'm fortunate I've got the facilities, not only at my house, but friends of mine that own gravel pits. I have that option. But I do try and spread the word. Like I said, it made a very positive imprint on me, being part of the Appleseed program. And I wish I could say I had more time to be an instructor, because I think that's where it's really at. But being I'm kind of an extrovert, I'm not too bashful about passing the word on, encouraging other folks. And you were talking earlier about teams. I got buddies that I grew up with from kindergarten, and we've got that same commonality as to what we see going on in this country. And some of us listen to Alex Jones, and we heard somebody, one of your people, speak on one of his slots one day, and I says, yep, very good, get the word out. It's important. It's part of our heritage, shooting is. But I am a little disappointed that Michigan isn't a little bit more together as far as, like I heard you say, California. I was impressed hearing all that, because it's not very politically correct to think in terms of owning a gun, it seems, out in that neck of the woods. I got a son that lives in San Diego.
Well, it's not politically correct from the point of view of the minority of Californians who happen to be in charge, the minority of folks that up there that are trying to press their views and their opinions on everyone else. The rank and file of Californians are great folks and supporters of the Second Amendment, defenders of the Constitution, but they don't dress up in pink and scream in the streets or set themselves on fire and stuff like that. They're just regular Americans who care about their country, who love their country, and what we've got to impress upon everyone in this country is that we can no longer be the silent majority, because the folks who scream and make a big mess, the ones that get out there and poo in their pants to make a scene, those are the people that are getting the that are getting their way. The people who do things to make sure that they're heard. And I'm not asking for the conservative Americans to do anything radical other than what would be radical to the conservative norm, which is to speak up about it, to talk
right
to their friends, talk to their neighbors about it. Make sure that everyone, that their friends, whenever you go to and visit with your friends or your relatives or anyone else, speak to them about it. Let them know what's going on in the country. A lot of people don't understand what's going on. They don't know that the country is in peril, because sometimes all they listen to is just to the drive-by media on the with the liberal media stations that are doing everything they can to camouflage what's going on in the country. So talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, your relatives, talk to the folks in the checkout lines, talk to your kids. Make sure your kids understand this. Talk to your kids as if they were adults whenever you speak to them about the country, about the Constitution. Make sure that they understand it. Make sure that you've provided them with a copy of it. Make sure that they have read it. Make sure you give copies of the Constitution to your neighbors. Make sure that they understand that what you're doing isn't some radical thing, that you're not some wacko. All you are is a true American, an American who is defending their rights and their freedoms.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I'm just saying that in Michigan, which is a great state, even though we may have, you know, the highest rate of unemployment, our hunters and trappers are second to none in this country, and those are God-given rights, you know, so to speak. And I'd just like to see more people in Michigan step up to the plate and hold as many shoots as our neighbors down in Indiana did.
Well, listen, I can tell you, I'll tell you what you can do. You can change the face of Appleseed in Michigan. You know how? By finding a location nearby to your home, getting a range, and then getting them to consent to an Appleseed shoot. And I'm telling you, this is one of the easiest programs you're ever going to find to, as far as to work with. You find us a location, and as once we decide that it's a location that we can hold an Appleseed at, but you find the location, and we will come. We will bring in the an Appleseed event to where you live. So all you have to do is get your phone book or go to your local range that you go to, talk to them about the program, and then if you need some help, get in touch with one of us, and we'll either find somebody to go over there with you, or we'll send them the emails, the host packets, anything they need. You set up a get a range near you where we can have an event, and we'll have one. I'm telling you, we are the most accommodating organization on the face of the planet as far as that goes. You get us a location, and we will hold an event. If you build it, we will come.
I understand that. I understand. That's just what I did. I brought home a bulldozer from my bosses, and we built a range in Lawrence, Michigan, and that's where I ended up qualifying with my brother and one of my other buddies. And we had, like, I think around 40 people show up at that Appleseed, but that was the first one ever held in Michigan. So, I'm a verb. I like to be in action. I like to get things done. I'm just saying that it should be more contagious. I'd like to see some more people from the other side of the state by Detroit. And then that neck of the woods that ought to grab the bull by the horn, so to speak. Because
yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We find out that it is going to be a hard road to home. People are afraid to make a commitment to the program. They're afraid to acknowledge that the country is in peril, because once they do, then they have two choices. They can either ignore it or deny it, or they can accept it, and they can realize that there is a problem. But each of those two things require actions.
Right.
Now, the easiest one is to deny that there is a problem, because that requires you simply to go back to what you're doing. However, if you do in fact recognize that there's a problem, then that requires you to take some action to fix it, or to carry a load of guilt on you. I'm sure I've told you guys before that a lot of people think that the easiest way is to deny that there's a problem. Much like if you have a sick relative, say your grandmother is sick and maybe she's dying. Now, if you ignore that fact, if you deny that fact long enough, the problem will fix itself, because she will in fact die and that problem will be over. Or you can acknowledge that she is dying and you can do whatever it takes either to prevent her death or to make her life easier. But that is a hard decision to make, because that requires action on your part. It requires you to get up and do something. And a lot of Americans are afraid to do something. As I said earlier in the program, this country, the most serious threat to this country comes from apathy and laziness. Apathy and laziness. As these diseases are much more dangerous than any other diseases currently facing this country, much more dangerous than typhus or typhoid, even more dangerous than cancer and AIDS. Because cancer and AIDS are not going to kill the country. They're not going to kill America. They're not going to kill every citizen in America. Yes, they are diseases, and they're terrible, and we certainly hope that we find cures for them. But ignorance and apathy are guaranteed to destroy this nation, every man, woman, and child. Every man, woman, and child. When America dies, we all die. When this country dies, we all die, and we pull the rest of the world down with us.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah, and besides apathy and I think ignorance is one of the big things, and I think a lot of these public schools, of which I was a product of, including college, it's just dumbed down Americans. They've dumbed us down. I think some of the foundations that fund these colleges, unless you're fortunate enough to go to a private school, perhaps, that doesn't take any federal funds or any foundations that are funded by people with ill intent, I've always instilled in my children that America's a possibility, not an accomplishment. We're a baby as a nation.
Well, are you a member of the forum?
Pardon?
Are you a member of the forum?
No, no, no. I'm more of a lone wolf. I've got two teams of six guys that I hang with, like I said. This is why I don't have to be safety conscious. I'm not paranoid, but I know they're not agent provocateurs amongst me. I know.
Yeah, no, but if you get onto the forum, if you go to the homepage at appleseedinfo.org,
okay,
and there's a link in the pull-down menu, it says links, go to that, pull down the links menu, and you'll find the forum. And click on forum, and you can get on the forum. Now, you can get on the forum, and you can look at some of the stuff as a guest without registering. But if you register, that will open up a lot more of the forum to you, a lot more of the information about what's going on in the program, where we're doing stuff, and how you can help, different kinds of bits of information and stuff. So I really encourage you to get onto it, because being a lone wolf, while it may save you, isn't going to save the rest of the country. So you need to become part of the bigger team, and we can all join together, and together we'll be able to get this figured out. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. If you register for an account at Blog Talk Radio, then jump on the live chat and talk to some of the instructors there. And we'll do whatever we can to try and pump up the action in Michigan.
Yes, it needs it. Like I said, I think a lot of people are just paranoid. Ever since Oklahoma City, we got a bad rap, making it sound like it all came from Michigan, when I still think it was done by our own government. So that's where I'm at with that. And thank you, sir, for
doing. All right, buddy. You take care.
And I've learned very well from Appleseed, and I encourage anybody listening to participate just to see how good you really are.
All right. Well, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to look at the chat board and see what you guys have going on here. I thought I saw something about one of you guys were asking some question. I think it was a volume thing. I don't have any controls of the volumes. Not on mine. Not on any of the callers or anything. It's all handled by the server in New York. they handle all of the volume stuff. The only way I got around fixing my volume was getting a new phone and making sure that I never stray more than a couple of inches from the antenna on it. All right, caller 575, you're on the air.
Hi, Scott. This is Sam.
Well, you leave no doubt about it whenever you say it that way, Sam.
I tell you, the gentleman from Michigan, I listened to him there, and I sympathize with his plight. He's what I call one of the gray people, down around on the fringes.
Mm-hmm.
People need to be out in public, out in the open. You can't win if you're hiding.
That's right.
You can't win if you bury yourself and become invisible. You got to get out and be yourself and hold them people accountable. We got that third way, and we need to use it.
That's
and
right.
If we're all afraid of getting on some list.
Yeah, we've talked about this many times, in the program, and about the about folks worrying about getting on a list and stuff. And listen, I'm telling you, if you're not on a list, then you're not doing it right. If you're not on a list, then you're not a patriot. If you're not on a list, then you're not involved like you should be. because they have lists for everything now. There's no way not to be on a list for something. And personally, I want to be on the list. I want to be on a list that says, this guy here is trying to save the country, and we're going to have to stop him, because I want to be that person that's trying to save the country. I want to be on a list. I'm proud of it.
You get good folks like Paul Revere. I believe he was on 5 big lists.
Oh, that's right. He was.
Won't hurt my feelings to be on them. Be in good company.
That's right. And one of the things that we know too, not just it's not just theory or speculation, but we know it to be true, is that the folks who are trying to do it in the lone wolf style, in the lone patriot style, are not going to make it. You need to be part of a team. You need to be part of something bigger for your actions to have meaning and for them to produce results. You need to be part of a bigger team. And so we encourage everybody to come to the Appleseed event, and then if it's something that you think you want to do, become a member of the Appleseed program. Then if you become a member and you think that this is for you, become an instructor. Become part of the team. Become part of the answer to the problems that are plaguing the country.
That's right. Get out and join in.
Yeah, we did that with Sam. We got Sam. We suckered him into the program. And, you know, he took the bait, and then we sank that hook, and we reeled him in, and then we just put as many bags of sand on top of him as we could. We loaded him down.
Well, it ain't too heavy yet. I'm going to import some California talent to come out here to West Texas and help him out, and I'm going to go spread a little further north in New Mexico.
Well, you've been doing a great job. You've got your name on a lot of lists too. I noticed this recently. You got your name on a lot of Appleseed instructor lists, and you've been doing a great job. You've been helping. I know you've been helping out recently with West Texas. We've got Mike. Nick is actually West Texas out there. Mike did a great job.
He did.
He came into the program, bang. He did everything he could. He's one of the hardest workers in the state of Texas, if not the nation. He got the program started up in West Texas, and then I don't know exactly. I think he got 22 apple seeds set up in that one city for 1 year. So there's no lost opportunities there in West Texas. Mike has done a great job. Now, I don't know, for a lot of you folks who, I'm sure if you know Mike out there, you know he's recently had a little bit of health difficulties, but he got them all cleared up, and he's good to go again now. But Sam stepped in and took up the slack and proved that being on a team is better than being a lone wolf. Because if you're a lone wolf, you got nobody to come in and help pick up your slack. But if you're on a team, you can ask your good buddy to come in and give you a hand, and they will. And that's what Sam did. And that's why he got his name on a whole bunch of lists.
We're going to make El Paso shine. No matter what it takes, there are going to be more apple seeds in El Paso this year than in half of the states that are in the program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And El Paso.
That's just in one town.
El Paso needs it. El Paso is turning out to be one of the hot spots, one of the most controversial cities in the nation right now, as far as intrigue and turmoil. And they're right on the front lines with the immigration and drug violence and political intrigue. The city reminds me of almost like Geneva during World War II or something. It's a very very interesting city, to say the least. Sam, I'm going to bring somebody on with us. I think you know this guy, too. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Hey, greetings. I tell you what, I just got to spend the weekend out there in
West Texas with some good folks, and I tell you what, a riot. First time I got to meet Sam. Well, pretty much everyone out there except for West Texas himself. I'd met him once before.
I was going to say, you had gone out to El Paso, let's see, in the middle of the year last year to talk to Mike and meet Rich Gilliland and the folks out there with the Texas State Rifle Association. Rich Gilliland and the Texas State Rifle Association has actually been helping out with the shoots in El Paso. As far as the first event we had there, they had the Texas State Rifle Association had paid the range fees for all of the shooters, which was no small bill there at the time. Well, let us know what's going on, Stacy.
Well, you know, we had a good time out there. We had a good shoot. I think it was second or third one for the year for me. But anyway, some interesting developments, at least for me, was as we were talking about the heritage and the history, and we kind of, during our heritage presentations, we dispelled some myths, you know, about what really happened, especially surrounding Paul Revere. And as I was thinking about the myths that we dispel, I was also thinking about the demystifying that we do. You know, there's a lot of mystery around the art of the mechanical skills of shooting a rifle at the 500 yards. And I got thinking about the fact that, you know, our founders, this was a fairly common skill. They thought it no mystery at all. It was just straightforward stuff. It's what an American rifleman learned, and they just did it. And it wasn't, I think if we went back a couple hundred years, they would say, yeah, hey, this is just normal stuff. Why do we even have to talk about it? But over the years, it's gotten turned into a mystery. How in the world do you shoot a rifle accurately out to 500 yards? And as you talk to people, even those folks that can do it, they haven't really cracked the code on the mystery. And that's something that Appleseed has done a fabulous job of. We've taken the simple that's been formerly complexed, and we've turned it back into the simple again. And that's the genius of the Appleseed program, is that we're taking what folks have tried to make complex and made it simple. And I got looking at the got thinking about the heritage and the history, and the fact that just like going back 230 years ago and talking to these folks about marksmanship, they would have said, "Oh, this is child's play. This is normal, everyday stuff. This is not a mystery." It's the same with folks getting off the couch. I mean, you look at them, and if you say, "Hey, this is the people of today, the people of 2009 they see this as a big mystery. What are we going to do? How are we going to act? You know, what should we be doing?" And I think that's another genius of the program, is that we're demystifying what it means to get active and be Americans versus just sitting and having the American status bestowed upon us just because we happen to be in a certain geographical location.
Yeah, and certainly, because I'll tell you, whenever folks, when they come to an Appleseed event, especially folks who haven't shot before, and even folks who have shot plenty of times before, they will go through all day Saturday, and I try to explain to them. I do my best to keep it very simple in the beginning, but I tried to explain to them. I said, "This is not a black magic kind of thing. This isn't some magical thing. It's just fundamentals of shooting, and you can do it, and you can do it very easily. You allow yourself to do it, and then certainly when we go from the 25 meter out to the KD range, and a lot of times we'll go straight to the 300." Meter line, so that they can shoot their 25 meter zeros, or actually their like for the AR guys, are their 300 meter zeros. So we'll go straight to there without any adjustment to their rifle. They'll shoot at these targets with iron sights. They'll shoot from where they can barely see them, and they get down there and they see all those holes in the black, and they're just they're shocked. They're shocked that they did it. And I tell them, I said, "There's no voodoo to it. I mean, it's certainly a skill and determination, and using the techniques we give you. But as you can see, it's not an insurmountable task. It's actually very simple once you apply the techniques that we give you to do it." And then, by the end of the Appleseed, a lot of folks, as I said earlier in the program tonight, a lot of folks are sitting on their couches, and they're put there, they're weighted and chained there by the cloud of anxiety and despair that's pushing them down into the cushions, thinking that that the country is going to hell in a handbag and there's nothing they can do about it. And once they listen to the history and they find out how easy it is to do something about it, they're shocked, and they're more than willing to do that.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's kind of the point, is that, you know, we give them the 25-meter instruction, both in rifle marksmanship and in getting accurate. And it's kind of fun because it does demystify the action that it takes for an American to actually participate in their nation. It's straightforward stuff, you know. Write some letters, to simple 1-minute postcards to your congressman, and both state and federal level, and actually just care a little bit about what's going on around you and show some interest. But that was kind of my learning experience this weekend, was the demystifying of both the marksmanship aspect as well as the heritage aspect. But I don't know if Sam's still on the line, but we had
oh yeah,
Sam, I got him still on the line with us.
We spent a lot of time chatting, and that was good. And I met Blue Feather and Tau Squawk and Grizz One and or Grizzled One and Chester and Trailblazer. And
was Mateo there?
Yeah, Mateo was there. He shot rifleman. It was a pleasure working with him and his wife and his father-in-law. And we had Jody shot rifleman. So we had a couple of riflemen produced it. I mean, it was funny because everybody that shot Sunday shot a rifleman score at some point during the day. They just didn't quite put it all on one target.
Well, listen, I want to tell everybody again about Mateo, because Mateo, I think, is a fine example. But he's not a singular example. Okay, I've seen this at Appleseed after Appleseed after Appleseed. Mateo is, I won't say his full name, but he's a good man. He's an attorney there in El Paso, and he has some physical challenges because his body has been racked with it's been attacked and it's been racked with problems. And I believe he told me at one point that he had almost 30 operations so far. For him, any position on the shooting line is painful. Any position is painful, and yet there he is, out in the hot sun, going through all the positions, and you can tell just by looking at his face at times that he's going through a great deal of pain, and yet he's doing it. Why? Why? Is he getting paid to? No. Matter of fact, he had to pay to come down to the line that day and do it, and yet he's still doing it. So there must be something driving him to do it, and that drive is his desire to become the master of his rifle, to learn to shoot to rifleman standards, and even more than that, because I've talked to him, is to make sure that the freedoms and liberties that he and his family enjoy in this country don't disappear. He's willing to endure all these hardships in order for his, to ensure that his freedoms and his liberties are secure.
I'm on the radio show right now.
Yeah, tell those geese to be quiet, Sam.
Actually, this is a fellow I'm going to pull out to an apple seed here in a little bit. And his daughter, and his friend.
Well, Mateo did a great job, and like I said, he's a great example of the folks that are willing to endure, you know, the heat and the pain, because it's painful for him to go through an event, and yet he does it anyway. It was painful for those folks to go through the winter at Valley Forge, to go without food for months at a time, to endure the hardships and disease, and yet they did it. They did it because they had a desire for freedom, independence, and their liberties. And we're not asking you to do any of that. All we're asking you to do is come to an event and go to the Appleseed event and have fun. Have fun. Nobody that goes to an Appleseed doesn't have a good time. Nobody. Everybody has a good time. They meet new friends. They make new friends. They have a great time. They become more skilled in rifle marksmanship. So it's all a plus. And at the same time, they're actually helping to preserve the liberties and freedoms of their country. So it's a complete win-win without any of the downsides. So I don't see how anybody cannot think that this is a great deal. We still got you guys?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We're not going to butt in while you're talking.
It was quiet for a second, then all of a sudden the geese were quiet, and I thought, that's it, man.
You hearing my geese?
Well, I didn't hear a gunshot, so I thought, well, it must be the hatchet or just the old ring-hand-ringing one.
I tell you, we had a great time down in El Paso this weekend. It was a small turnout, but it was one of the nicest crowds you could run into. Everybody was really up to it. Sunday, everybody fired at least a 182. Everybody. You can't beat that. And they had fun while they were doing it. They got to meet new friends. People that thought like they did had the same values. And that's always a great thing.
Yeah, because it releases a lot of that that despair, that anxiety you have, because when you have a problem you're facing and you have no earthly idea how you're going to deal with it, how you're going to face that problem, and hopefully to surmount it and make it right, then when you're in a quandary like that, then you certainly will be in despair. But we're going to tell you, when you come to an Appleseed event, you're going to have a great time. You're going to get a lot of new skills and learn techniques that will help you to become a rifleman. As long as you stay on the path of learning, you'll become a rifleman. We're going to teach you how to lead a rifleman's life, and we're going to give you information about how to fix the problems that are facing the country, those things that are weighing you down, disperse that big cloud of anxiety and despair above your head. And on that note, Stacy, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Can you give us just a quick rundown on how the EPT is going and how people can get involved to help it? We sure would like to have a big push these next 2 weeks before the April 18th, 19th weekend, because we'd like everybody on the line we can. We'd like to see the Reds sold out beside every single location for April 18th and 19th so we can take back Patriots Day for America.
Well, we can, if folks on the forum will send me a private message, PM, and just put EPT in the subject line so I know what it's about. And then what I'll do is we'll get them access to the boards, and there's a training tutorial there, and folks can work through it, and that'll get them up to speed, and if not, they can always PM me with some questions. But you're right, we got press releases that we need to try to get out around the country. A lot of the states have done a pretty good job of getting the letters sent out to the various groups that we're trying to get highlighted on this. We're seeing some responses, some emails. I haven't really had a chance to look at a lot of the registration list to see if we're getting folks coming on. I think we had a group of folks that registered in El Paso through the effort, it was a family, and they no-showed. There was two big families that signed up and no-showed, and that's why we ended up with a lower turnout. But nonetheless, we're seeing some positive things from it. And the neat thing about it is it's easy. Anybody can do it. You don't have to know a thing about Appleseed. Just need to know how to send emails. It will give you a pre-written letter, and you send it through our email, and it's not as if you'll get any replies or anything. The replies go to other people that can answer the questions. But it's hit or miss. We've got some states that have done really well with it. We've got some states that are kind of lacking. I don't know, the California folks, Texas folks, Midwest folks, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois. They've done a pretty good job of getting the messages out. And we all should be starting on the press releases right now. This is the time to start sending out the press releases for newspapers and radio stations.
Well, regardless of who you are or what you're doing, this is something you can do, right? All you have to do is PM Fun Failer on the forum, and he will get you started. And all you're going to have to do is just spend an hour or so a day. And all you have to do is actually find an address for folks, send a, and then just copy the pre-written letter into it and punch send. That's it. You're not, it doesn't require you to talk to anybody or anything else like that. All you're going to have to do is just send off the emails. It's a very easy way for you to get started if you want an entry-level job with the program as far as promotions. But everyone in the program is a promotions officer. Every single person, even if you haven't been to an Appleseed yet, even if you're not a member, you're still, once you have heard the name Appleseed and what we're doing, you are automatically designated an Appleseed ambassador, an Appleseed promotions fellow associate, because this is a very important part of the program. Whether or not the Appleseed program succeeds or fails is going to be on how well we get the word out about the program.
Well, in 2009, you know, we've dubbed it the Year of Appleseed Promotion, thanks to Fred. But we've cracked the code on getting shoots set up, locations. We're getting plenty of locations around the country. I mean, there's a few places, states that we want to get into yet, but you know, we're going to have nearly 380 events this year, if not more. Our goal was somewhere around 200. So we're going to probably more than double our generic goal of 200 this year. And then the instructors, we're getting folks to step up to become instructors, and we've got a really good training program now with the IBCs, and we're able to add instructor staffing fairly easily and quickly. And we're turning out folks that do a really good job of presenting Appleseed. And the third leg of the stool is getting folks to the firing line. And that's kind of where we've been lacking in the past, and things are starting to pick up for us. We're doing fairly well. Now, specifically for April 19th, I think we've got 6 events that are sold out or nearly sold out, maybe more. But we've got several events that have very low turnouts, and those are some of the areas that we need to focus on trying to get the word out. We've got about 3,300 slots available nationwide. And I don't know exactly where we sit right now. Being on the road this weekend, I haven't had time to keep up on some of the numbers and specifics. But last I heard, we were somewhere around 1,200, maybe more, for April 19th. So we've got a bunch of people to add yet. And so this EPT thing, along with all the other promotional things, the EPT thing, it's a temporary duty. We're asking folks to give us an hour or so a day for about 5 days, if that, and they will have canvassed a whole state and be done with it. And they can sit back and watch the numbers roll in.
Well, so, like I said, everybody can do this. And so one of the main problems with getting folks to the program, getting folks to an event, is the same thing that is a problem in, say, in the business world. You have a company that needs a person, say, to do sales, and then you have thousands of salesmen out in the world that want a job in sales. But how do you get the two together? That I believe it was called frictional unemployment in the class I was taking. And we have the same thing here. We have millions of Americans who desire to do something about their rifle marksmanship skills, to improve them, and also to do something to help the country. But how will they do it? How can they do it? What can they do? They don't know. And we need a way to get the two together. The folks that the millions of folks who would love to become part of the program and the program, get the two together. So word of mouth is still one of the best ways to get people to come to an event. If you've gone to an event and you enjoyed it, tell some other folks, get some other folks, and then come back and bring them. You owe it to them, and you owe it to yourself. So everyone should be doing something in order to promote the program. And if you're not doing something, then you're certainly not a rebel, because the norm is for people not to do anything. All right, we've got a few.
I'm going to head off of that. I'm going to go hit the rack. I have business later on tonight, so it was good to chat with y'all.
Well, thanks for calling in, and I look forward to speaking with you again this week. We've got another program that we're working on. I'll just mention it real quickly. I'm not going to give any details about it, but I'm going to tell you that for those folks who are involved in the program, I just want to say that we are working on something else for the program, for a lot of the individuals involved with the program, and we'll be bringing it to you pretty soon, and I think you're going to like it. That's about all I'm going to say about it right now, but if you'd like to PM myself or Funfailer about it, we'll be glad to answer any questions you have about it, and Stacy, thanks, be safe, and we'll talk to you again this next week. Okay, I think he's gone. All right. Area code 580, you're on the air.
209!
Hey, how are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, sir. Doing great, sir. I want to touch base on a few things real fast because we don't have a whole lot of time, but I just want to get the information out there real fast.
Okay.
Is that the Grandfield shoot? I really see it stalling out before too much longer. I get calls almost two or three times a day about people confirming things, asking things. So that's going to be really good. We've got three different shoots coming up in Salisaw, Oklahoma. They'll be in May, September, and November. I don't really have the date on the November one right now, but everything's on the events list as we speak. But there's a lot of things going on in Oklahoma. I found out that there's more three-man teams than I knew of. I was asked by one guy to show up at a gun range, and come to find out two other ones from another circle of people, and they all got to meet one another, and two of them were already riflemen from other places in the country, so things are starting to move around, it looks like.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah, I was looking at, after I talked to you the other day, I was looking at the pre-regs for Grandfield, and it's topping out. So, guys, if you're in Oklahoma, and you'd like to be at an event in Oklahoma for the April 19th weekend, I strongly urge you to go to appleseedinfo.org and go to register online and register for the Grandfield, pre-register for the Grandfield location, because I'm telling you, it's going to be sold out before that weekend. So if you don't get on there and get registered, you're going to end up with a sad thing, because by the time the weekend gets there, the line will be filled up. I'm sure it'll be overfilled. So make sure that you pre-register for all of the events. And if you're in Oklahoma, get on the website tonight and get registered for the Grandfield location. And we will get you some KD targets. Even if I need to ship you some of mine that are they have several thousand bullet holes in them, I'll ship you them.
Yes, sir. Well, if there's anything else you want to ask of me, that's fine, but that's all the information I really needed to get out there, other than, you know, the inner workings of the Appleseed Project is amazing, guys. If you dig around in there, you're going to see a lot of things going on that you didn't actually know was going on, and the teams are accommodating everybody they can, so when we say, we'll just show up, you just call us, we will just show up, you just call us.
That's right. You get us a location, and then we'll get you the host info stuff, and we will show up there with a turnkey event. We'll walk in with everything you need, the instructors, the targets, the porta potties, the liability insurance, water. We even bring food and stuff with us. All you have to do is show up with you and your rifle, and you will be shooting, you will be learning, and you will be helping to preserve our country's rights and liberties, and you will also be going down in history as being in on the ground floor of the Appleseed program and the way that the Appleseed program is going to change the face of this nation. Well, Chris, thank you very much. And I'll talk to you by phone tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Call you during the day tomorrow. I've got to go to Houston, and I'll call you during the day when I'm on the way to get the rest of the stuff ironed out with you about Granfield.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for everything you're doing, Chris. You are a good man.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll talk to you later, Scott.
All right, bye-bye. All right, area code 915. You're on the air?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Well, I'm alive and well, and rumors of my impending demise are greatly exaggerated.
Well, you hope.
Oh, no. I'm in great shape.
Yeah.
I had the real Roto-Rooter job.
No, I'm talking about, I know you're in good shape physically. I'm just talking about that, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but El Paso was turning out to be one of the hot spots in the nation as far as political intrigue and all the stuff going on there.
But see, I love that because that means that people should be flocking to Appleseeds to find out what the real scoop is.
You're right. You're definitely
they're
right.
They're going to come. They're going to hear about the heritage. They're going to hear why it's important to remember their heritage. And then they're going to learn some of the secrets of being a good rifleman.
Yeah, I tell you guys, if you want to, if you're in El Paso, sign up for one of the shoots there because don't think that just because, I told you earlier, that there's 22 this year, that guarantees you a spot in any of them. Come to the April 19th events. Find out what it means to become a rifleman, what it means to lead a rifleman's life, what it means to be an American working to help America. Plus, you'll be able to meet Mike. Mike is a great guy. You'll be able to meet Johnny and the Grizzle One and Mateo and the whole group there.
Yeah, you know, and we might even let Sam come back here again. I mean, you know, I haven't given him his sombrero yet, and I forgot to give Stacy his on Sunday when I went out there, but we'll have to remedy that.
Yeah, that's the red West Texas RWVA sombrero that they use out there. You know what? The Grizzle One took that name, but I think that you could just put an S on it, and it would apply to all of you guys. The Grizzled Ones. Because these are all guys. These are all a bunch of guys. I think together, between them, they probably have about, 350 years of wisdom between them. Mike is a high-power shooter, and he's an excellent shot. And he just does a great job out there. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I'll tell you again how much I appreciate all the work you've done out there. You have really busted your hump to get West Texas out on the front lines.
I have done it without your support, buddy, and I mean that. And it is a group effort, even though sometimes I throw witch fits. But at the same time, I think everybody understands why.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, the folks in the program are folks of passion, and
And I mean, let me tell you, and Mike, you've called it exactly. It is a passionate program out here. I think everybody works, you know, until literally you've stapled your wife's fingers, which has happened. Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's how I broke Terry into Appleseed, stapling her target and her fingers to the backer.
Well, try not to do that anymore.
No, she got back at me the last time around.
Well, listen, I'm going to bring two other folks on here with us because it's getting a little bit late, and I want everybody to have a chance to make their comments and stuff too. Area code 763. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, is that me?
I don't know. Is it? Area code 763?
That must be you. Area code 763.
All right. This is the Aftermath up in Minnesota.
Okay.
I was just kind of listening, and I can't really hear on my computer, so.
That's why I just noticed you hurried up and put the don't answer my phone, I'm just listening sign up on here. But it was too late. I already clicked okay.
Okay, that's fine.
How did you hear about the Appleseed program?
I've been reading Shotgun News for, years now. I always wanted to go from Fred's column. And
once you went, was it what you thought it was going to be?
It was more than what I thought it was going to be. I mean, I had a pretty good idea of what I was coming in and do, and but once I got there, I mean, it was hard to believe.
Yeah, and how are things going up there?
Right now, we're actually getting the state going here. We had our first shoot in Winona last fall. We got another one coming up in the April 19th. And
it's already sold out.
Yep, that one is sold out. We sold out our first one, too, so I'm hoping we're going to continue with selling out all our shoots. We got Elk River coming up in May 9th and 10th, and also another one in Winona in September.
That's excellent. You guys are doing a great job up there. And if I remember right, a lot of the folks at the first, was that Iowa Bill that was there working with you guys? I mean, Iowa Mark?
Yes, he was shoot boss for
so. Yeah, and the great majority of you guys at that shoot shot riflemen.
Yeah, it wasn't me, but there was a good amount of people.
Yeah, and everybody did really well. Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I didn't shoot riflemen at my first Appleseed. Matter of fact, it took me quite a while because I had so many bad habits, so deeply ingrained, that I was refusing to let go of them. And then because of that, I got so upset at myself for not being the rifle shot that I thought I could be, that that even made it even worse. So now I was beating myself up on every round until finally at one point I just said, you know what, I'm probably never going to shoot riflemen, so I'm just going to just shoot for fun now. And bang, I did. I shot riflemen right then and there. So don't ever let that get you discouraged, because everybody takes a different path on becoming a rifleman. But, well, it's really great how you guys are doing. Is there anything that we can do to help you guys?
I don't know right now, but maybe.
Are you on the forum?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the forum. I'm Aftermath. So.
Aftermath?
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen your post.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm just going to put you on mute. I'm not going to hang up on you, but that way you can keep listening that way.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being a part of the program and being part of the solution to the problems that we have in America. And if there's ever anything that I can do to help you out, just PM me on the forum, PM Scout on the forum, and I'll do whatever I can to help you out. Thanks, Aftermath.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Area code 773. You're on the air. Area code 773-728.
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Who is
it? This is Bruce in Chicago.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi. I wanted to apologize because I don't have a computer, and I'm sure this question was answered. I don't think I can get to the April 18 and 19 shoots, but I want to desperately get to one this year.
Okay.
I've got a medical problem with my neck, and I can no longer shoot prone unless I use a bipodded rifle and use my left hand to prop my head up. Would that be allowed? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm guessing that if you know that you can't get into prone, then you've tried shooting that way, and you must have worked out some other way. But here's the thing, and you can even shoot riflemen without going into the prone. So you can shoot like if you're during the AQT, you can shoot if you want. You can shoot all the stages standing, or you can shoot the standing stage, and then all the rest of them in sitting. Or you can shoot, that's about it right there. So if you want to shoot sitting for all the stages except the standing, you can do that. And if you score a rifleman that way, you will be awarded a rifleman's pass.
Okay. So I don't need to bring a rifle with a bipod because...
No. No bipods, just a sling, and work on your sitting position. Make sure that you can get down into the sitting position, and that position you can make it work for you. And we'll show you when you get there the best positions. But, no, you can shoot in the sitting position.
Okay,
listen, I want to thank everybody for – I don't want to cut you off, but we're getting ready to be cut off. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Bruce, if you need anything, if you're on the forum, just PM me, Scout, or you can send a message through the radio station. Anytime anybody needs has any questions or needs anything answered, I'll be glad to do so. I want to thank everyone for calling in, and I urge everybody to do everything they can to help promote the show, and we'll see you again this next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. God bless you all. Thank you, Michael, for everything you're doing. Bruce, thanks for calling in. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.